Okay, we left off yesterday. We were talking a little bit about this sheet that Iran had. On the one hand, he put the brakes on the din of the Didi Shavali. The Gemara says in the Chesed Aleph that when I give Pidyon HaBen money, so it's supposed to be worth 5 shekel. Well, just kidding. It doesn't really have to be worth 5 shekel. As long as the Kohen thinks it's worth 5 shekel, not thinks he says it's worth 5 shekel, for him it is worth 5 shekel. For him it's very important. He needs this the scarf. Then the Gemara says he has the right to say the Didi Shavali, and that's considered to be the sufficient for Pidyon HaBen. So the Rav put the brakes on that by saying that that only makes sense when you're dealing with a shear of far shekel, because it already has a din mamon on it. Once it's approved, it has a din mamon. So to say that it has a value, values could fluctuate a little bit depending on what the person's personal preference is. Now, Shanky, when it comes to Kedushin, to say that something that's not worth a pruta is worth a pruta, that's ridiculous. Don't we? We can't do magic. I mean, there's a limit, even with all our fancy razzle-dazzle alumnus, there's a limit to what we can do. So, what was his name? Rumpelstiltskin? Can't turn straw into gold, right? So, halacha can't turn not din kesef into din kesef. That's just not going to happen. That was the breakthrough of the Ran yesterday. So, then we said that even though the Ran is almost the biggest Anton of Didi Shavali, he's the one who puts the biggest brakes on Didi Shavali, but he brings Didi Shavali back to life, back in the sugya of Shava Fruta B'madai. So the Ran combines it and it says that, well, if it's something that is in fact Shava Fruta B'madai, even though it's not working Shava Fruta here, combined with the Didi Shavali, that's going to do the trick. So we gave a whole razzle-dazzle shilta from the title yesterday, the two halachas, the Shia Kedushin, etc. So this was all the background to the next point that the Rishon discussed, and that's commenting on the Gemara Masechah Shavuos that we started at the very end of the Shia. Yes, let's pick up from there. So the Gemara in Masechah Shavuos taught us that in order to have a Shavuot deraisa, like it makes us, it's not enough to have a din Torah about a pruta. You have to have a din Torah that starts out with shtei kesef. I have to claim you owe me two kesef. Two kesef is a lot more than two prutas. Two kesef is two most kesef. It's a lot, lot of money. Shtei kesef. Once I'm told that you owe me shtei kesef and you're a modem of pruta, then and only then does the din of my demixis kicks in. That's going to happen. Sukkim, kesef, kehim, moshe, rabbi. So comes Shmuel, puts the brakes on that and says, yotzu kehim, mashahim, that if I claim that you owe me two needles and you respond that you only owe me one needle, the din of my demixis will kick in, even though it doesn't meet the criteria of shtei kesef. There's a major machlekes in Rishonim. Yotzu kehim l'mashahed, so how much do the kelim have to be worth? So many of the Rishonim said, the kelim have to be worth a pruta. How can you have a beis din? How can you have a case? How can any din tell you less than a pruta? Shmuel's chiddush is that you don't need shtei kesef. That there is a cost of shtei kesef. So that we're willing to forego yotzu kehim l'mashahed. But if the chotim, if the needles aren't even worth a pruta, that's a joke. That's like us. Nobody's going to say such a thing. But other Rishonim disagree with that, and the Rashba first and foremost disagrees with that. So the Rashba in the 8th of the Ramah Kermis quotes, the Chaymat Sos in the Mitzvahs Bravasein HaTzafatim Dal. I found that some of the French Rabbanim, who are the French Rabbanim? Balayatosis. The French Rabbanim Sher Amru Kei, the Kli Shavah Pruta Dafka Amru, that Vada the Kli has to be worth a Pruta. A mechot in the Shmuel, Shmuel's needles, b'shabim shnei pruta say. It means I claim you owe me two needles, each one worth a pruta, and you respond back one. But Rabbeinu Haigon, Rishaga oinim zal, ain't daitim kei. Says the Rashba, mechilus kav dehele gebali atosis, that the Babylonian rabbis, I mean from Babel, the Goinim, Ledber, Haigon, and others, say it's not true. El befeirish amru beiz mechot in afa b'she ain shav pruta. That's exactly what the Xerxes Kosov is. The Yotzukim Ramashen, no matter how much it is, doesn't matter. So now the Rashba addresses the Taina of the Bali Atosis. Umash Omar Ravzal, those Rishonim who say that no, it has to be a Pruta. Shim Kain Matsani Yeshiva said the Yonim Apokhosh of a Pruta. It'll turn out that you can have a case of a din Torah less than a pruta, and that's unheard of. The Mishnah says beferish ein yoshva dayanu apachas bepruta, ein raya zumchra. Says the Rashi, it's not a raya. The evshal loymar, the whole kli came and shuvah the malachdo choshevu kepruta v'yaseh pruta v'yoshal abadayonim. So what did the Rashi say? Mamshal bomdus. He says, yes, it's true that the geinim are right. I tell you, they're not correct. The geinim are right. The yotzu came l'mashe and it's even less than a pruta. And yes, it's true, the Mishnah Bavitzia says, Ein Yesha Dayanim Apochas Bepruta. How can you take it in it? What's the answer? a macha, where it's left in a pruta, a pidin is like a shelter. That's exactly what exists because of yotzukem to masher. It means you have a half pruta kli, a pi halacha, this is a higher math, equals a pruta of kesef. So when the Mishnah says, in Yoshvina Dayonim, a pachas Hashem a pruta, this is the exception to the rule. This is Nishkin, pachas Hashem a pruta. This is a pruta, you know, simple math. Half a pruta of a kli, it's like a pruta of kesef. So the Rashi was not phased at all with the raya from the Balei Pesach. The Rashi says that's the din. That's the din deraisa. Yotzukem Ramashain. Chaps enough to be for Cheshvuas. And now the Rashi comes mum through the curveball. Says the Rashi, the Efshar, the Afilu in Kedushin came. Anyone see what the Rashi just said? Let's read that again. I get goosebumps. The Efshar, the Afilu in Kedushin came. What did the Rashi just say? That this din, this equation, half a fruit of kli equals a fruit of kesef. This is not only true in terms of hilchas shvuas. This is not a din prati lagabi hilchas beidin victus. This is a din klali and kol terakula. This is math. This is halachic math. And what's the significance of this statement? State in the Mishnah condition ishin nikdis the kesef shavik ever pruta b'shavu pruta. Says the Rashba b'med d'ramamurim that you need a shavu pruta. That's when you don't have a kli. If you have a kli, if the kli is worth less than a shavu pruta, that's also the condition will also be chal. Because, after all, half a pruta kli is a pruta of kesef. You have to like digest this Rashba. So who needed time to digest it? The Rashba himself needed some time. You know why? What was the magic of doing that? Everyone in the Rashba. What was the word the Rashba said? What? Efshar. It says Efshar. It's not even sure he's right. It's Efshar. Kenzai. Efshar loyma. Chumrah, he says that maybe it's a din deraisa. Efshar doesn't know, he's not sure. Koptik Tzoysen says it's Efshar. It's impossible to say such a thing. It's lo yitochein lagid davar kazeh, says the Tzoys. Chilus kov de heli gerashba, it's against the Befereshah Gemara. What's the Befereshah Gemara? I'll give you a hint. It's a Maseches Kedushin. I'll give you a hint. We learned it this year. Then knocks it down to only 8 possible dafim. Give me another, it's on daf gimel. What is the Gemara saying? Gemara says that you can't be Makadish and Isha Bechalipin. Why? Why can't you be Makadish and Isha Bechalipin? Because Rashi and Tosis is what the Gemara meant, but bottom line, what does the Gemara say? Because Chalipin is what? Is a snail with pachas b'shavu pruta, and isha pachas b'shavu pruta is not going to work. The rabbi said when we're talking about chalipin, what are we talking about? By definition, what are we talking about? It has to be a what? It has to be a kli. You make chalipin with an apple, chalipin with a slab of silver, chalipin with a coin. Chalipin, by definition, is a kli, and still the Gemara says b'leiv sholem isha with pachas b'shavu pruta lo mikdei nafsha, not to take the fact that it's a kli. What's the Efshar? There's no Efshar, there's no latest or something, there's no possibility to say such a thing. The Gemara should be famous that even though we're in the realm of Kli, it's not going to work with Papa Shem Pruta. I think you're in the Matkazong, and that for Shvua, half a Pruta of a Kli is like a Pruta of Kesef. What's the answer? This is not a Din Klali, this is not a Din of Kol Terakula. There's a quirk in Hilchas Shvuas Beis Din. It's a quirk in Hilchas Shivas Adayonim. But Kedushin, forget about. Not even on the radar screen to have less than a Shavu Pruta, even if it's a Kli. That's the place's bomb kasha, a reputation of the Shavu Rashba. Yeah, it's only an Efshar the Rashba, it's a reputation of the Efshar the Rashba. So what's Pshat in the Rashba? The Rashba also in the Kedushin of Gimel. So how could the Rashba even dream of such a possibility? So the Stipler, that same piece, brings back to life Ladidi Shavali. Says the Stipler, doesn't believe the Rashba meant it just on its own. But the Rashba just meant on its own 2 feet that a half a pruta of a kli is the same as a pruta of kesef. Doesn't think that's true. That in and of itself is not true. What that does, this equation does, says the Stipler, is that it gives a status of mamon to a kli that's bach b'shir pruta. Normally, kach nemra locha, shia pruta is the shia mamun kotar kula. And therefore, it's inconceivable to be nishpa and bachas b'pruta. And it's inconceivable for b'shir and bachas b'pruta. And it's inconceivable to have kedusha and bachas b'pruta. Comes the special din of Yatzah Kelim Asha'in and teaches us that tach in kotar kula, not just a din prati nukhashvua, in kotar kula, there is a din that once you have a kli, so a kli gives it chashivas mamon. A kli makes up what's lacking in the din mamon. Why is it that pachas shaputa is not a din mamon? It's not chashir mamon. So sometimes what's lacking in terms of value can be made up in terms of other factors. A kli that's worth less than a puta, but it's still a kli. It's chashiv thing. I could use this needle. I could sew with the needle. There are a lot of things I could do with the kli that's pachas shaputa. So to be chal on reshay mamon is okay. That's fine. But Rabbi said, who remembers from yesterday? Just because something is chal on reshay mamon, what's still a problem? Is that enough for kedushin? You need a hashia. That's the din. To say, according to Beishamai, a put is also a din mamon. That's still no good. If Beishamai understood the shia for kedushin is a diner. So even in the world view of Beis Hillel, that it doesn't go up to a diner, it remains status quo of a pruta. But it's still got to be pruta. You have to have a shear pruta. And Yatzah Kelim L'Mashe from today to tomorrow is not going to get you past the threshold of a shear. So what's going to get you past the threshold of a shear? What's the answer? The shovel. Built into every kli is L'Didi Shoveli. Why is it L'Didi Shoveli? L'Maisa, what does she want to do? What does she want? She wants to get married. She wants to get married. She loves it. She wants to get married. So she's willing, in effect, to say, L'Didi Shoveli. Now, normally L'Didi Shoveli doesn't work like Kedushin, as the Ran said, because L'Didi Shoveli can create a Shebaman out of something. L'Didi Shoveli tomorrow can't be Chal on something, a Din Baman. But over here it has a Din Baman anyway. The Din Baman was already Chal based on the Din of Yafzikim Ramashe. So we just need L'Didi Shoveli just to get us over the top in terms of measurement of a Shir. So the stipler, for med the Rambam woman, that makes sense. That's by Kesef, by Kinyan Kesef. That makes sense. By Kinyan Chalipin, listen to the words by Kinyan Chalipin. The Didi Shoveli, it's really worth it to me. This Pachas Shor Pruta is going to be like a Pruta for me. What's the din by Chalipin? What's the din by Chalipin? What's the din by Chalipin? You don't need a shavuot for chalipin. You can be kind of a kli chalipin for the pachas shavuot. So when if somebody gets a kli for chalipin, a pachas for shavuot, why even l'didi shoveli it's a pruta? I'm sure it's not l'didi shoveli it's a pruta. It works without l'didi shoveli it's a pruta. So that's what the Gemara meant to say. The Gemara said that you want chalipin to work for kedushin. So Gemara says no, chalipin can't work for kedushin. Because since chalipin works with a pachas shor pruta, memela works even in a situation where there's no l'didi shoveli. So it's working b'toras pachas shor pruta. It's not working b'toras shor pruta. You can't use the mechanism l'didi shoveli in a kinyan chalipin because chalipin never needed shor pruta in the first place. So if you want to extrapolate that just as chalipin is good for kinyan sadeh, so chalipin should be good for kinyan kedushin, you can't do that. Because since chalipin works with the pachas of shavu pruta, and kedushin does have a shiur shavu pruta, it's true in theory there could be a way to circumvent the din of pruta by kedushin by saying the didi shavuli on a kli. That's true. The Rashi may be right, but that's not going to help you for chalipin because by chalipin you don't have the ability to say the didi shavuli because chalipin never needs the shavu pruta. So the whole notion of shavius by chalipin, all the didi shavuli by chalipin, doesn't get off the ground. So you can have the Rashford, have the Gemara, have your cake and eat it, and they're both true. So when all the dust settles, this din of l'didi shoveli may do a lot for us in Maseches Kedushin. First, the Ran machted the back and said, "Ah, l'didi shoveli, what does l'didi shoveli help me?" Now we reevaluate and say, "Oh, that's fast. L'didi shoveli on its own 2 feet doesn't do a trick by Kedushin because you're always missing the din mamun. But there are other ways to create the din mamun. One way is sheva sheva puta b'madai creates a din mamun." The other is maybe Yatzah Kelim Ramashein creates a din mamon. Once you're able to somehow overcome that barrier, that obstacle of not having a din mamon, but all you want to do is reach the threshold of Shir, Shabbos, Pruta, the din shavli may be in business even for Kiddush. So basically, getting back with Didi Shavu, looking at Kedusha, now back to Pidgin of Ben, where it actually appears in the Gemara. So it was this great idea of the Didi Shavu, Libra Pidgin of Ben, but then the Gemara puts the brakes on it. The Gemara says, Amar of Kahano, right? He used to actually do it. Kahano did it, do it. And then the Gemara says, Amar of Ashi, La Omri El Hidon of Kahano. Only of Kahano could pull off such a stunt. The Gavarabu Vivali Sidra Ration. Because he was a big chosh of a rav. He needed this scarf. Kuli Amalot. Your average guy couldn't do this. My Rav Ashi could do it. But not Rav Kahana could do it. Very special people. Your average run-of-the-mill guy, it's going to be very hard for him to pull off those Didi Shavali. That's what the Gemara says. So comes the Rambam in the 9th and the Rambam Clemens. That we looked at earlier this year. If I give the coin a kli that in the marketplace is not worth 5 shloim, for kibla a coin base shloim, but the coin is makabalit as 5 shloim, harei b'no padui. So it's good. Right out of Agamara, we'll do the shavali. Right out of Agamara, what did the Ram forget to mention? That for 99% of humanity, it doesn't work. The Rambam is not writing a Mishnah Torah for Rav Kahana and Marav Rav Ashi. He's writing it for you and I. So why does the Rambam already quote Imkar Azkar, already quote the Gemara? You have to quote the Gemara with the limitation of the Gemara. Very, very difficult Rambam. Very, very difficult Rambam. Everybody has a pshat in this Rambam. The Rashba writes that he thinks that the Rambam, Lim Pshat and the Gemara, that only by certain things which are so unlikely to be able to have such fluctuating value, like a palace and an ego, no, it's very, very unlikely. So therefore, you have to be a special Rav Kahana to do it. But a regular thing, which everybody has fluctuating, for everybody to be fluctuating, that would be okay. So the Rambam is not talking about palace and ego. The Rambam is talking about a kli. So the Rambam didn't feel compelled to add that line to the Gemara. Rash was a Rishon, but the later Achayim writes, very difficult. You don't see any of that in the Gemara, you don't see anything in the Rambam, there's no mention whatsoever, so the whole thing is very difficult. So the Kesavishta tries to give a Pshat in the Rambam. And so the Kesavishta writes in the Kempten and Mamakayim, it's V'li Nira, Shesavir Abeinu, Shekol Zhu Shava Heislam L'Shum Adam, Afa Bishol Koyin Zeinu Shava, Kol Kach Yochol Kabul Heislam. Says the Kesavishta Vidas at Rambam, the limitation of the Duda Shavali doesn't mean that it has to really truly be worth Vashkol to you. The limitation what the Gemara really means to say is, it has to be realistic for somebody. There have to be some people out there who would be willing to pay 5 shekels. If nobody would be willing to pay 5 shekels, then it's impossible. So the Shubadam. I bet that's not what the Gemara says. Had Omer Rav Ashi, the Omer El Kagon Rav Kahana, Rav Ashi singled out Rav Kahana himself. Hainu loymar, the e l'shum adam eino shavu heisloin l'mahani mei the amr Rav Kahana l'di shavu heisloin. V'achi perusha lo amr el kagon sudra dila Rav Kahana ude kavasei shavu l'pam heisloin. Aba kuli alma kloymer milsa dila kuli alma lo shavu heisloin kev the l'shum adam bayom lo shavu heisloin lavko kamine. Gemara doesn't really mean it has to be worth it for you personally. Gemara just meant it has to be realistic for some people. What's the problem? That's not exactly what the Gemara says. And number two, the Rambam doesn't want. He doesn't even say that. The Rambam just says, "Nasan leklisha ain't a shabbos shochei slaim v'kiblo aklayim behei slaim harei b'no padim." The Rambam doesn't say it's worth it for me, worth it for him, worth it for somebody. Rambam took 4 lines of Gemara, just tossed them out the window. Didn't mention them before. Very, very, very difficult Rambam. Very, very difficult. So if we take a look at that Gros Agro on the bottom of the page in the Ches Ben Aleph. So the Hilgo Gon writes, Gagon Rav Kahana Degaba Rabahu. So in our Gemara, we have the Dyrus of Rav Kahana Gavarabu, will be violently Sidra Reshe, and he needs a scar. So the Gemara says, you have to put in 2 words. V'yada l'mechule. Rav Kahana knows how to be Meichel. About Kuliyam Aloy, most people wouldn't know how to be Michael. He had the Marbara of Asher. Kaini Gears as Bahag, the Rambam. Umifarshim, the Indian Shain Bamishumo, no. I am a Shkosh Rabbein Biyodeh, Simin Shinzeh. What's the groin talking about? What did the groin just say? Anyone figure out what that groin? What's what that groin means? What's the flow of the Gemara? The Gemara says that they gave Rav Kahana a suder, which wasn't really worth 5 shekel. And Rav Kahana says, Didi Shavali, and Shalom myself to that work. And then Rav Asha said, by the way, only Rav Kahana can do that. Nobody else can do that. So we all thought that when Rav Ashi was qualifying the story, he was qualifying it vis-a-vis Hilchas Pidgin Aben. He was saying that in Hilchas Pidgin Aben, you can only say Ladidi Shavali. Lamais, that's not worth 5 shekel. The marketplace, it doesn't sell. But in Hilchas Ladidi Shavali, it's got to be something that's really known that you are a guy who really, really, truly needs a scarf. And Kozman, that you don't have that certainty that for you it's really worth 5 shekel, Ladidi Shavali doesn't kick in. And mainly you weren't Yaitzi Pidgin Aben. Right, that's how we read the Gemara. What did the Gemara say? That qualification of Rav Ashi, Kagon Rav Kahana, was not talking about Hilchas Pidgin Aben. The Pidgin Aben part of the sig is over. You're done. The deed is shoveling, very nice. It's worth you 5 shekel. Very nice, good, wonderful. But wait a second. There's a Didi Mominus issue going on here. Forget about the mitzvah Pidgin Aben. What's the Didi Mominus? Someone's getting what? Someone's getting cheated. If I sell you a car for the wrong price, so that's a problem. I sell you a car, it's really worth $5,000, I charge you $10,000, that's a mikhtos, that's oh no, they're a din chashirish, but you can't do those kinds of things. How can you do that? How can you possibly be ma'ana somebody if the other person, what? The person knows about it, he's Michael. He says, I know what the price, I know the going price of a car is $5,000, but I really want this car for $10,000, I'm going to pay you for $10,000, I'm okay with it. Because of date, that's not called Ono. Says the Gra. When Rav Ashi put the brakes on the story and said, wait a second, you want to sell a guy a scarf for and tell him a bogus price? You can only do that if you really know the guy and you really know if this guy really wants the scarf and he's really going to pay for the scarf and he wants to pay for it and he's willing to pay the higher price. The other Mechuli knows how to be Moichel. Okay, so no, that wouldn't be a problem. But Hilchas Pidgin Aben, we weren't even talking about Pidgin Aben. The city's over. Rav Ashi is talking a new topic. That's why in Hilchas Pidgin Aben, the Rambam doesn't even quote Rav Ashi. It's not relevant to Hilchas Pidgin Aben. The Pidgin Aben is solid. Didi Shavali, we finished. That's it. That's the end of the discussion. That's the gross pshat in the Rambam. But it's a gewaltig pshat because it explains why the Rambam doesn't say a word. Not like the Rash, but I think it's a minute. It doesn't say a word about it because it's not relevant in this discussion. The Didi Shavali works on its own 2 feet. There is no limitation on the Didi Shavali according to the Goyim's Pshat and Mirah. Again, it's a difficult Rambam. Habaycha Yivcha, Fabi Yishmid V'machariyah between the Rash and the Kes Mishnah and the Goyim. It's a difficult Rambam, but this is the Goyim's suggestion to that Sarah. Shabbos, let's get back out to the end of that story here. So Rav Kahana was Makabal, the Suda of Pidgin Aben, and beautiful, wonderful. Mazel Tov for the baby and everything. And if we had to draw one conclusion about Rav Kahana's lineage, what would we say about him? If he's been makabel things for Pidgin Aben, it's a pretty good chance of Kohen. His name sounds that way also. But again, the name Kohen is not necessarily a dead giveaway that he's a Kohen. But it sounds like he's a Kohen. From all arrows are pointing in the direction that he's probably a Kohen. He has been makabel money for Pidgin Aben, right? So Tosfos dug up a Gemara that makes it sound like Rakan, in fact, was not a Kohen. There's a Gemara in Maseches Pesachim where Rav Kahana is bemoaning all the tzaris. He had a very, very difficult personal life, Rav Kahana. Anyone at the end of the Sugya's above a comma tells a story how it was a person who was a moser. He was trying to hand over somebody's stuff to the Goyish government. And especially in those days, if you were handing over something to the government, so we may have been doing like a road day, if we spoke a little bit about this, that they, you know, the Goyim would kill the Jew. So here you have a person who's not being mosering somebody. And the din is when you have a Moses, again, they're not passing shilas in America right now, but in theory, Moses has a din mamash like a roi deif. So Rav Kahana, when he saw this going on, actually took the fellow out. I mean, took him outside. I mean, he took him out. He killed him out of the din of roi deif. The problem was that the government found out about it, and they weren't so happy about that. So Rav Kahana had to run away from Babel. So yeah, mamash had to escapes the dark of night. He runs away from Babel. He comes to Eretz no one knew him. The whole Chagad at the end of a Kama. He had a lot of tzaddik Rav Kahana in his life. Rav Kahana, sitting around and bemoaning his situation, so he says that maybe one of the reasons why some of these things happened to him was that he wasn't roy lekach to marry a bas kohen. So he said his wife was a bas kohen, and he wasn't such a big talmid chacham. So he said about himself. But the din is that a bas kohen, such as Tzadik Avalik Yichas, a bas kohen, so a bas kohen should be bas kohen talmid chacham. So he said to Rav Kahana, the Hilig Amar Rav Kahana, saying about himself, I wasn't not such a big talmid chacham, and maybe I was a little bit, in my youth, maybe I was a little bit haughty, Khalil, I went and I married this bas kohen, and I didn't live up to the standards of marrying the bas kohen, so maybe that's the reason why I ended up having to be sent into Golos. So Rav Kahana says, M'sachem Daf Mem Tes. So that sort of din, that like, that idea that a regular guy, not a big talmid chacham, should be marrying into the kahuna, that's only true if he's not a kohen himself. But if he himself is a kohen, Cohen's allowed to marry a bas Cohen, whether he's a talmid chacham or not. That's not a pagam in the kahuna. Rav Kahana is bemoaning the fact that perhaps he was being pogam in the kedushas kahuna because he wasn't roy lekach, wasn't worthy to marry into kahuna. That seems to indicate that he wasn't a kohen. So Tais Pech Tekasha, Stira and Rav Kahana, was he a kohen, not a kohen? On the one hand, he's taking money for bidya ben. That sounds like he's a kohen. On the other hand, he's bemoaning the fact that he married a bas kohen. Shavol kedin. That would indicate that he tackled was not a kohen. So how do you solve that problem? So Tosfos quotes two answers. So one is a brisket eretz, v'yei shloimer. What's the brisket eretz? Two halachas, there were two Rav Kahanas. He wasn't the only Rabbi Cohen. There were a Roman period was about 300 years or so. It could be there was more than one Rabbi Cohen in the course of 300 years. There were two Rav Kahanas, Kashan and Meisa. The Meisa, there were more than one Kahana. Rav Kahana in Bava Kamma was a Talmud of Rav. Gemara says it was Rav's Talmud, and then he ran away to Rabbi Yechon. He was the beginning of the Amorim. So I think Gemara has a Rav Kahana, or Rav Ashi always calls him. He's a bear of Kahana. Rav Kahana, in the days of Rav, Rav Kahana did it right, there was 250 years in between them. So for sure there was more than one Rav Kahana. So Taisa says, Mustama, Trey Rav Kahana, Havis. It's not a steer. One was a Kohen, and one was not a Kohen. It's hard to make a shtickle to have that. But Inami says Taisa, the Taisa Chesem and Allah, Taisa as a bombshell. Inami. Yeshloimer de Bishop Ishtoha Elokeach. He was not a Kohen. But he was married to a Bas Kohen. We know that already. That was his cause of his problems. We know he was married to a Bas Kohen. So Rav Kahana, as a non-Kohen, husband, spouse of a Bas Kohen, used to accept the Bidya Ben money. How did he do that? He was accepting on behalf of who? Of who? His wife. He wasn't a kohen. We didn't have 1 ounce of kuna blood in him, but his wife was a bas kohen. He was accepting picking up that money on behalf of his bas kohen wife. Ishtar kagufo, shkansi ishtar baila. So when somebody would give him picking up that money, that was a good way, that was a valid way of fulfilling the mitzvah of picking up that. Says Tosis, wow, this sounds very progressive over here. We're very nervous to say such a thing. Maybe we should be nervous to say a lot of things. That's the problem. A lot of people aren't nervous. We should have a little bit more yirshamayim. So says Tosus, we have a raya. Ki di ash kichon beperek azraya, Rav Kahana ocha b'shvil ishtay. There's a Gemara Chul in the Kufa Mebeis that says that Rav Kahana used to accept matnas kahuna on behalf of his wife. What about matnas kahuna? Zerua l'chayim and kevim. The din is that you shecht an animal, so you have to give certain matnanu karbonas. This is chul. You have to give the zraya, the arm, the chayim, the cheek, the tongue, the kevim, and the fourth stomach in there. So the kishka is over there. You have to give these three matanas, the son of the kenna zolach and the akeva. Anyone ever see that mitzvah performed? Where'd you see it?
In
Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, you saw it. Why? So there's a machloikis at Tanoim in the end of Masechus Chulin about another one of the Matnas Kuna. Matnas Kuna of Reishas Agez. Anyone see that mitzvah ever performed? Reishas Agez, when you have a lot of sheep, when you shear your sheep, you have to give a whole bunch of the wool, you have to give a big blood, pump a wall to the kohen. Gracious gaze, selchatit the money. So the Gemara quotes about the quotes of Achleges at Tanoim whether that din applies in Chutz Lawrence or not. Why? Must have to do whatever they're told. It's not agricultural. So most of the Tanoim, Tachat the Rabbanon's opinion was, it's a noy bevar, then Chutz Lawrence. And Rabbi Eloy, the one Tana who dissented, the Hele Gatana, Rabbi Eloy. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloy, was it Rabbi Yehuda's father, maybe? Rabbi Yehuda's father was it Rabbi Eloy, maybe it was the same one, I don't know. Rabbi Eloy, maybe there were more than one Rabbi Eloy, one Rav Kahana, I don't know. But Rabbi Eloy said, no, that's Zinir Loloim Reisha Gez doesn't apply to Kuslorit, because the Torah compares Reisha Gez to Afrashas Truma. Reisha is the Gadach Tirashim Tirach, Reisha is Gez Tirachatin Loloim. So the din of just as Truma is only in Eretz Yisrael, so to Reisha Gez is only in Eretz Yisrael. How should we paskin halacha in Chutzlot? Should we follow Rabbi Lloyd, the Das Yochad, everybody else? We should follow everybody else. So the Gemara has a strange comment. The Yom HaSanah Schulin, Nog Alma Karabi Lloyd Bereisha Segez. If the Minigal Elim is to follow Rabbi Loi, I think Gemara says that's okay. Amar Rav Nachman Be Yitzchok, Nog Alma Bereisha Segez Karabi Loi. So the Amaron said that that's the Minig, that became the Minig Yisrael, and that's how he passed in the Halacha, and that's the Psach Ad Yom HaZeh. The Reisha Segez doesn't apply in Chutzlot. So the Rishayim have a Machloikis, that which we follow Rabbi Loi, we don't give Reisha Segez in Chutzlot anymore, even those who have sheep. The Gemara was talking about Reish Lagez, it wasn't talking about Matanis, Azul, Chayim, and Keva. So some of the Rishayim say, it's the same thing, it's all the same, it's all the same Parsha. Rizay, yeah, Mishpah Korn, Zavchayim, Shur, Benas, on the Korn, Azul, Chayim, and Keva, Reish is the Gadach, and the Rebbe, it's all the same, one big package deal. So just as we Paskin, there's no Reish Lagez in Chutz Loretz, there's no Azul, Chayim, and Keva in Chutz Loretz either. That's how some Rishayim Paskin. Another Rishayim say, Lohayut, there's no such comparison. Reish Segez no galma, but Matanos we paskin that it does apply in Chutzlah. It's Machlekes Yerushalayim. So what do you do? You have a Machlekes Yerushalayim about Azul Chayim and Keva. What would you do? So if I were to ask you, Chasav Der Eis L'Chumma, what's the answer? It's only Mamanus. There's no Kedusha anyway. There's no Kedusha to Azul Chayim and Keva. It's pure Mamanus. Let's go, Lava Raya. If you have Machlekes, what do you have to give Pidya Ben? You don't have to give. Suffer Pidya Ben and the Kula. Suffic Matanas of the Kula. So that's what I'm meaning in Chutzlah. It's always been that we don't give Azrael Chaim and Keva, generally speaking, because we rely on those Rishonim who say that we're Potter. For those who want to give, there was always someone, Midas Chasidus, to give. They say that some Sofer every year would have somebody shecht an animal for him, and he would want to be Yaitzid the Mitzvah. He said, the Goyim used to do the Mitzvah, Azrael Chaim and Keva. Chidus Kula used to do the Mitzvah, Azrael Chaim and Keva. So I saw the Mitzvah being done one time on 185th in Amsterdam. That one time we shechted a sheep here. Remember what the place looked like before the gym? Remember the campus looked like? Do you remember? Before the gym was here, so there was just a big open. Remember before your time, Muslim? The early 80s. The whole area was mamish open. There was, I used to play football back then. There was nothing there. So one time we had there were two guys who brought in a sheep to the yeshiva. And I remember they kept it on the second floor. Those were before the days of security guards. They kept it on the second floor of Moss. I remember I was running around, and one day I walked in, and the sheep was running up and down the hallway in Moss. Oh, no problem.
No idea.
It went through the other way. Every day now we have to work further and further. By the end of the week, they could have to go down to 176th Street in order to get into the yeshiva. So there was one, this morning I came in, I was ready to go back to my car. I couldn't figure out how to even get into the building. So they shechted the sheep in that area, right, where the gym was. And the fellows who shechted the sheep were, some of you may recognize their names, Dr. Ari Greenspan and Ari Zabotowski, yeah, two of them, yeah. The ones who, Tchelas, the ones who go to Africa, they go to the moon, they find all the fun stuff, they're very fascinating. They write Mishpacha all the time, very fascinating guys. So they started out as Tamid in the yeshiva. So they were all into the wild animals then also. Now they do giraffes and other things. But in those days, they were just into sheep. They did some birds and other stuff flying around a little bit. Okay. So anyway, so that sheep, so I remember they did, if they get in Karazpar, already shechting a sheep, let's try to be Yotz Yisrael of Tayin L'Chayim, according to some Rishonim. So Rabbi Korn, anyone here from the Tiv? Just Rabbi, it's a Korn, the Rabbi Tiv now. He was a Chavrus at the time, so he's a Kohen. So he was the Makabo of Matanis. So they gave him the Matanis as Rocha and Keva standing on the street. So he was pretty good about it. They gave him the Zroa. He was able to handle that. They gave him the Lachayayim. They gave him the whole head with the cheeks and everything. He was turning a little pale with that. Then they gave him the Keva. Never see a Keva? You don't want to see a Keva. Okay. So, Anyway, so the bottom line is that most of us don't do this bit anymore. But the Gemara says that in the days of Tahal, they were still doing it. So the Gemara says, Rav Kahana used to be Mekado Matanis Rishul Rishon. The Tosfos is right, so don't blame us for being progressive. Rav Kahana was accepting Matanis for his life, so what did that mean? He accepted Pidya Ben for his life. Well, what's the difference between Matanis and Pidya Ben?
It sounds like he's accepting as a
Shaliah
for his wife, but he's accepting a scarf, which is for him, not for him.
No, it's not really as a shaliach for his wife. It means mashakar, you should go to Baila. So it's all the same, going to the same money. It's all going to the same bank account. So l'chor, the second teretz is right. I mean, l'maisa, it sounds strange, but l'maisa we have on record, the Rav Kahn used to do this for matanos. So we did it for matanos. Why can't you do Pidyon Ben? Why is the first day in Taisus nervous about this? Why is the first day in Taisus somehow not so comfortable? They had to create a brisket Torah with two Rav Kahanas. So the Rosh... No. So the Rosh writes that they don't think the place is right. The Rosh writes the ain liten lekahenas b'chor behemah v'lo pidyon haben. The Rosh writes you cannot give pidyon haben money to a bas kohen. If you can't give it to the bas kohen, then obviously you can't give it to her husband. Maya, what's the difference? So he quotes the Gemara in the end of Maseches Chulin. The other parakas raya. Ula yoy batanta lekahanta. Ula used to give to matanas olach and gave it to a bas kohen. Alma kasava ula kaida fil kahenas. That, but the Torah says, "Venasa l'kayin." Kayin means anyone from the Sheva Deguna. Even girls are from the Sheva Deguna. Eisvei Rav Leula, Minchas Kehenes Nechelas, Minchas Kehen Ein Nechelas. V'yamas Kayin, Rafilu Kehenes. Vaksiv Komitas Kayin Kol Tziyah Laseyachol. This week's Pasha, Chumashia, Pasha Stav. Who's Bar Mitzvah? Amzav. Okay, Amzav. 2 years ago. So the Torah says in Pasha Stav that when you bring a korban mincha. So normally the korban is eaten. You clean it a little bit, you throw a little bit on the mizbeach, and then the rest is eaten by the kehanim. But if it's a minchas kayin, kolot tiyah lo seyachah. You have to burn the tali, you know, doesn't get eaten by anybody. It's nisder I said eat it. So the Gemara says that that din of burning the minchas kayin doesn't apply to minchas kehenes. A kehenes is not a kayin. There's a male kayin, a female bas kayin is not a kayin. So the Gemara jumps at Ula and says, you're telling me that girls and boys are all the same, all the din of kuhn apply to the girls also. It's not true. You see the fair Shmuchas Menachas said it's not true. So Gemara says, no. Amle Matunach Avinu Bonav Ksivah Parsha. Says, no. The word Kohen could mean Kohenes also. So whenever the Torah formulates a din by saying, do this with the Kohen, Rabbah says it's also a Shibul Kohen. But if the Torah says, Avinu Bonav, Avinu Bonav, Avinu Ubito, Nosa, Avinu Bonav. So therefore, when it comes to Zerua Lechem and Kev, what does it say in the Chumash? V'zeyeh b'shpat ha-kohanim e'isa'am, v'nasan l'kohen. It doesn't say anywhere about Aaron and Bonham there. So therefore, Ula felt that about Kohen is like, okay. When it comes to the din of Minchas Kohen, it says, Zeyeh, what does it say? Zeh korban minchas Aharon v'vonah b'yom v'shachos. It says Aaron and Bonham. So says the Gemara Chulim, whenever it says the magic words Aaron and Bonham, b'parsha, that automatically tells me that girls are excluded. So comes the Russian says, Alma, the Pshita Kolhecha the Ksiv Aaron of Bonham Armin and Kram like Yehennis. Of a Parshas Midbar Sinai Ksiv, a Yitin Moshe as a cast of the Aaron of Bonham. It says the Ferish, about Pidgin Abed, Parshas by Midbar, Aaron of Bonham. So says the Rush, if it says Aaron of Bonham, so it says, obviously, if it says Aaron of Bonham in Parshas Pidgin Abed, obviously girls are not included. The same way they're not included in the Did of Nichus Kayin. So what's Tyson telling you a story? He didn't give it to Rav Kahana on behalf of his wife. You couldn't even give it to Rav Kahana if you wanted to, because you can't give Pidyon HaBen money to a bas kohen. So Taka, what's Pshat? In the first day, what's Pshat in Tysus? Tysus Bayah says, Haya Oicha Bishul Nishtai. The Rosh is right. They have a fair shake of bargains. Tysus, Arna Bonam Ksiva Parsha. Anyone bother checking up on the Rosh's sources? Where does it say Arna Bonam Pidyon HaBen exactly? Anyone look at the Rush? The Rush says, as it says, Beferish, Aaron Abonov. As it says, V'yitin Moshe's Kesef, Aaron Abonov. What is that possible? What parsha is that possible? What sefer is that possible? Bamidbar. What parsha? Parsha's Bamidbar. What is that possible talking about? Anyone bother to look? At the end of Parsha's Bamidbar, the Torah tells us we have to count all the firstborns. Then we have to count all Levium and figure out the difference. And lo and behold, there was a difference of what? 273, right? With that, can we take? 273 difference, the Torah says. So anyone who was, well, let's say he had 22,000 Bukharim, okay? 22,000 Bukharim on one side, and 22,000 Levium on the other side. So each Bechor grabs a Levi and says, you're taking over for me. I'm retiring. I'm not doing Avodah anymore in the Mishkan. You're in charge. My Kedusha is going over to you. But it's like, you know, musical chairs. But what happened? There were 273 extras. And the 273 extra Bechorim didn't have any Levi to latch onto. So what happens to you? What do you got to do? You got to pay. You got to pay 5 shekel. Because you have to be paid to yourself. So the 22,000 Mechayim who had a Levi to be paid to themselves on in effect. So they were Yitzhak. The other 273 got had to pay the cash. How do you decide who's going to pay the cash? It's not fair. So Gairo, right? Whoever loses the lottery. So that's what the Gemara said, the favorite said. They made a lottery and 273 lost. Okay, there were 22,273 pieces of paper, and 22,000 of them said the word Levi on them, and the other 273 said, pay up 5 shekel. So if you were the unlucky guy, you had to pay the 5 shekel. It happens to say in that parasha that Moshe Rabbeinu took that money and gave it to Aaron HaKohen. That was Pidyon HaBen. That was a mitzvah's Pidyon HaBen. This was like a harosh shot. This is a wild way of doing things. This was a special once in history way of doing Pidyon HaBen. Thus is Pidyon HaBen. I mean, it's true it was 5 shekel. And it's true it was Bechor is giving to Kohanim. It had like all the trappings of Pidyon HaBen. There was no garlic, there was no sugar, there was no room on the silver platter. These guys were 40 years old already. Their feet were dangling over. This wasn't a Pidyon HaBen. So what's the rush bringing Uriah from Parshas Bamidbar? The rush pulled something over us. If it would have said Aaron Abanav in Parshas Bo, maybe in Parshas Korach, maybe in Parshas Bamidbar, was that Pidyon HaBen? What do you see from the rush? The rush held that what happened in this parasha was mamish Pidyon HaBen pshuto kimashmo. It was a deep, it wasn't a harasha, it wasn't a once in a blue moon thing. This was Pidyon HaBen. That's a very, 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 very controversial raya. One could begin to understand why Tosfos didn't think it was such a good raya. Tosfos said, don't say Aaron Abanav pshuto kimashmo Pidyon HaBen anywhere. So therefore, Kohen Rafilu Kohenes. But the Rosh's innovative way of reading the Pesukim of Parashas Bamidbar that led him to conclude that Aaron Abanav Tum B'Parasha, which negate the possibility of a woman. So this Machloekes now, the 2 days of Rosh's, is a very long Mishnah Machloekes, how to read Parashas Bamidbar. Half three Shem reading Parashas Bamidbar as being a mitzvah Pidyon HaBen. The other we're reading is a historical account that happened once in the history of Klal Yisrael. No? Do you have any rayas? How do you read Parashas Bamidbar? Was that Pidyon HaBen or was it not Pidyon HaBen? Was that just a harosh show? Was that mamash din on the dayrus? The Malbim writes in that pasuk that Yikach Moshe's kesef pidyon and he gives it to Aaron. So the Malbim says, you see from that pasuk that you do pidyon HaBen adei shaliach against the Ramah. Because the people gave the money, not to Aaron. They gave it to Moshe. It says, v'yitin Moshe's the kesef. So they appointed Moshe as a shaliach to give the money to Aaron. So no, you can do pidyon HaBen adei shaliach, not like the Ramah. So the Malbim was like these, like the Rosh, and he took these stupid seriously. He took these stupid Malbim as part of the Jinnah. So what prompted the Rosh to say what he said was a Gemara, a Mishnah actually, in the beginning of the Chavis. But the Mishnah tells us, how do you know that a Levi is part of the Jinnah? Any Levi here? Who's a Levi here? No Levi? Are you firstborn?
Yeah.
Did you have Pidyon HaBen? No. Why not? You're firstborn. Because the Mishnah says you don't have to. How do you know that? You don't know that. We stay in the Chumash that a lady does Pidyon HaBen. Do you know what the Mishnah says? Do you know what the Gemara says? He's not part of Yisrael. He looks Jewish to me. Right? So what's Pshat? So the Mishnah says, we learn out from the Dor HaMidbar, that in the Dor HaMidbar, Madach the Leviim were able to path to the Bechayrim. Atzman lo kol shekein. You see that a lady licked in the din of Leviya, and that a lady is appointed from Pidyon HaBen. Haraya, a lady pathered his pal. He was able to pather another guy, another Bechor. So Madach, a lady could pather Bechor, Kavachami could pather himself. A million years I wouldn't have said that. That's a Mishnah Bechor Stavdalin. So what do you see from that Maim Chazal? You see, this is Pidyon HaBen. This is a real Din L'Dayrus. It's not a game. This is Mamash Din L'Dayrus. So you have to really, really work hard now. We just made the rush now stronger. So now you have to explain much more difficult the day in Tosfos that seems to say that wasn't the Din L'Dayrus. Maybe some did more carried over, others did not carry over. That gets very, very hazy, very, very cloudy. So the Pashtas Dvarim is that the Rosh is right. That true Rav Kahana can be Makabo Matonas of Zohar Chaim came for his wife because he has this din of Kayin. Of Rafija Ben is the din of Aaron Abanav Tzuvim Mepasha. Aaron Abanav Tzuvim Mepasha is a different ballgame, different world, Lugamre. And even though it's not Tzuvim Mepasha, literally in Pidja Ben, it's lit in Pashas Bamidbar, and Pashas Bamidbar is also part of the Pasha. Pidja Ben Haraya, the Mishnah Bechairis, learns out din of Ladairis in that Pasha. So the Pashta Dvarim is that Pidja Ben Tacha cannot go to a Baskai, and it cannot go to Rav Kahana on behalf of his wife. That's why in Shulchan Aruch, the person was very, very weary. We would not want to give Pidja Ben money to a Baskayin. The person said, the guy's on a desert island, only him and the Baskayin, there's nobody else around, and Nebuch, what are you going to do? There's no other coming around. So you give him yourself, nothing to lose, without a bracha, and hope for the best. But it's one day in Taisus that is good, but the Pasha Dvarim seems to be more like the Rosh, that Pidja Ben really wouldn't work with the Baskayin, because Arab Baruch Shem Pasha would apply to Pidja Ben as well. Okay. Vice said, we'll stop here, so we're having it's coming now, right? Yeah. Okay, everyone, I don't know if you want to who's in charge of this.
Maybe you have the
best I have a good song you have to if you want to show.